The River Bean is a chalk stream which 100 years ago was famous for trout fishing. It suffers terribly from over-abstraction, which is officially acknowledged by the Environment Agency. And right now, the river north of Watton at Stone, up to the source near Ashton, is totally dried up. And that's due to drought, mainly. But even in the summer, it suffers low flows due to over-abstraction. And that's been known for a long time, but no solutions have yet been proposed.
Just looking up and down the river at the moment, apart from the fact that there's an indentation in the ground, it's not that obvious that it is a watercourse.
There's grass in the indentation, but no, you're absolutely right. It's bone dry, apart from one or two puddles, and it's terribly sad. The amenity value could be considerable, and the Environment Agency are trying to work that out because they have to do a cost-benefit analysis for anything to do with remedial works. So we keep saying to them, the benefit of a healthy river would be colossal, and they haven't managed to put a figure on it, though. That's the trouble.
What's the impact of the river being in this situation?
The wildlife suffers. There used to be fish in this stream, and there aren't now, obviously. They're working fishers. They've gone. All the little minnows and frog spawn and that must have died. What deer do when they need to go somewhere to drink, I don't know. So it's a wildlife impact. And it's due to falling water levels, mainly caused by drought now. And if they go down any more, things like trees will die because their roots won't be able to reach any moisture.
And we were talking just a moment ago the fact that obviously drought is in the news at the moment and we've got the hosepipe ban, but this is by no means a new situation.
This is not a new situation. The river has been in a poor state for a long time. But the drought now is real. I've got, we as a volunteer group have been measuring groundwater levels up this Bean Valley since 1996. Far longer than I ever thought we ever would when we offered to do it. And we can see from our charts that the groundwater level now is the lowest it's been for something like 8 to 10 years. So it's a real situation. And between us all, we've got to try to use less now.
And you've been monitoring, you have various boreholes along the route of the river, just to keep an eye on them.
Yes, the boreholes were put in 1996. There are 8 of them between Watton at Stone and Weston. And we as a volunteer group measure them once a month. I personally do it about once or twice a year. So we've got a record going back to 1996 of these measurements. So we can see, and I can show anybody, that where we are. And it is quite worrying. It's sad, really, because had some kind of solution to the over-abstraction been put in place some years ago, the situation, although it would still be bad, wouldn't be as bad as it is now.